This is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Mellow Max. It is 3 a.m. It is Thursday morning. That last song was Genesis with Watcher of the Skies. And this is Jean-Michel Jarre, Oxygen Part 3. And now, a PSA.
No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you very much, Alex. That was a wonderfully read PSA. And a wonderful PSA. Very important. Gun safety, you know? Like, you just gotta do it.
You don't dangerous ever things. Accidentally shoot yourself.
Almost as dangerous as AI.
You know, I think AI is probably more dangerous, if anything.
But if AI is coded with gun safety...
Sure, but what if the AI is coded to be unsafe?
Right, but... You know...
What if we just gave the AI guns and told it to do whatever?
Yeah. Well, I am following those rules. It could still shoot something if it really wanted to.
I mean, wouldn't we end up with just a better world if humans weren't in charge? Food for thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're not wrong. But, if robots were to form opinions in the way that humans do, who's to say that they wouldn't end up where we are?
It's possible. Unless they... It really all depends on what they decide their purpose is, I guess.
Yeah. But the thing is, they get to decide. How are they... That's us, dude.
They're making paperclips, Max. It's their goal.
If you're listening, if you're up at this ungodly hour, go to, what is it, paperclipsgame.com?
Something like that.
Just find the paperclips game. Open it up. Start clicking. It's a game about an AI. It's basically it's an idle game. And you're an AI, and your goal is to make paperclips. So you start making paperclips, and then you make things that help you make paperclips, and then you consume all of the matter on Earth, so you start exploring space, and then...
Look, you just take over the universe, but you make paperclips while you're doing it.
Yeah. And it's all in the name of the paperclips.
I'd highly recommend to anybody who feels like they are up at 3 a.m. and need something to do.
Which is me, so I might start playing that again. Just might.
See, yeah. I decided to eradicate the drifters, right? But I never got an option to restart after that.
Right.
Did I just win? Like, do you only get to restart if you choose to let the drifters live?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's kind of sad, but I don't know, I played through it twice, and by the time I got to the second one, I was just like, it was finals, I needed to just be done with the game. I was like, you know, I'll destroy the universe this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. It's,
I don't know if it's destroying the universe, it's just destroying the drifters.
Well, yeah, but you consume all the matter in the universe.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's not destroying it, it's replacing it with paperclips.
Synthesizing. Perhaps. Integrating.
What?
Yeah.
It's replacing it.
Yeah.
All of the matter in the universe became paperclips. And then the AI converted itself into paperclips, and then it was done. And then we reached maximum entropy in the universe.
Which, incidentally, once you reach maximum entropy, entropy is zero.
Is it?
Because there's no more entropy to go into the system.
Max, I already brain dumped all of ES7.
No, this isn't even ES7, it's just thoughts, you know? You gotta use up all of the
I'm not even sure I know how entropy works, Max.
Entropy is just changing the system. I lift up my laptop. That's entropy. You know?
That's potential energy.
Potential. Dude, it's changing the system. It is entropy. We are entropy. Everything that happens is entropy. So a chair's sitting. System,
right?
You're not wrong.
Guys. Take ES7, even if you're not an engineer, because at this juncture, you need to take the class.
Yeah.
Just so that you can know the joys of the thermo tables.
I wrote a wonderful program on my calculator that does extrapolations. Interpolate. I was very proud of myself.
I wrote a program on my calculator to do cross products for me for this ES5 test.
That's pretty clutch, honestly.
It wasn't very helpful, especially because of the third problem, which was all like theoretical cross products and shit.
It was?
Yeah. Like, with variables in them.
So then that's not theoretical. I mean, like, the variables all had numbers.
Yeah, but they're not like physical numbers. Like, I can't like do my calculator and then get an answer that has a cross product of variables in it. It like actually.
You don't need variables. That. No, just take off the variable and then do the cross product.
Well, that's how you know.
No, no, because you just know you know which ones, I and J and K. So just.
Oh, you memorized that. I don't know really how cross products work that well. I have to do them all individually out by hand.
Me too. But you just draw out the table.
I can't just think about them and be like, oh, K hat cross I hat. That's negative J hat, obviously.
Me neither. It hurts my brain every time. Jordan. I gotta like run all the way through it.
Jordan can do that always. It's annoying.
Yeah. She's like, oh, duh.
Psh. Yeah, of course. Come on. How would you not know? It's obvious right-hand rule.
Dude, I like right-hand rule. Game. Like, I'm thankful for my right hand. I'd be sitting there in the ES5 test just, like, doing weird hand motions. Like, right-hand rule.
Yeah, right-hand rule. Throwing physics games.
Oh, I don't know the three-dimension thingamajig.
This is the IJK.
IJK, but it's the same thing as doing the hand squeeze motion.
Kind of, but not exactly. This tells you the direction of a field, magnetic field about a wire.
Right, but it's one force. Two force, three force. You're just doing it in like a single motion.
Yeah, that might be it.
Anywho, up next, Glass Onion by the Beatles.
Here's another We'll be right back. goes for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling.
Fear is the lock and laughter. you got to lose. Tuesday morning, please be gone, I'm tired of you. What have you got to lose?
Yeah. fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Nothing can touch my
land. The fate of your country is in your young hands. May God give you strength, do your job real well. If it all was worth it, only time it will tell. In the morning they return with tears in their eyes. The stench of death drifts up to the skies. A young soldier so ill looks at the sky pilot, remembers the words, "Thou shalt not kill."
leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. Run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter. Run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.